Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Allen Ford Baptist Church welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. We're glad to be able to come to your place of listening today. Glad to be able to broadcast these messages and these services over the WSOF and WAJJ Christian radio station. Appreciate you tuning in and hope that you're enjoying the blessings of the Lord. We had a good day here in the house of God yesterday. Matter of fact, you can probably tell by my voice that my voice has been greatly strained. Amen. Yesterday, especially last night, we had just a wonderful service, and the Lord blessed me in the preaching time, and I got a little vocal, amen, about stripped my throat out. But I thank the Lord for His blessings, and I appreciate His goodness. I'm telling you, He is worthy of our praise. Amen. It's sad that we're living in a day when people can shout their voice out for a ball team, or they can holler their voice out for a race or something along those lines, some athletic event, and yet we think somebody's a fanatic if they get to shouting and praising the Lord Jesus. And then when I think of all He's done for me, I think, something's wrong if you shout about something else rather than the goodness and the grace of God. Amen. Anyway, I'm not ashamed of the fact that I strained my voice. I did it for a good cause and believe that God was honored and pleased with it. And I'll trust Him to heal me and help me as the days go on. But we had a good service, and I thank the Lord for that. We had visitors last night. I say visitors. We had people come back that have been out for a while. They come, and some of them come regular. Not members necessarily, but they come, and we're glad that they do. And yet we've missed them for a while, and they were back last night, a couple of different situations there, and I'm glad for that. And I give God glory, and I pray that God will help that His work would be done here in the house of God. We also, we're rejoicing in the fact that today is my 41st spiritual birthday. Amen. June the 29th, 1974. I think I made the statement on the marathon that it was 1975, and I just got confused there in the year, but it was June the 29th, 1974. I was an 8-year-old boy, got saved by the grace of God, and have been saved ever since, as they say. Amen. Been rejoicing in the goodness of God, and I thank God for His saving power and His keeping power, and I thank Him for His blessings on me up to this point. And I hope you'll help us rejoice today in this spiritual birthday as we celebrate. Amen. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, ask you to pray along with us at this time. And I do have some requests. Brother Mike Moody, I understand, has been down for some time now, for over a week. I think he fell again a week ago, hurt himself bad. And then I understood that he was at the hospital yesterday, and I've not heard today. I'm going to try to make some phone calls and find out, get an update on how he may be doing. But I want to remember Brother Moody in prayer. Ask the Lord to bless and touch and help him. And then Sister Kelly Vincent, she had surgery last week on Thursday on her foot, and she was not able to be with us yesterday in the services, so we're going to pray for her. She came through surgery well and is recovering, but we need to pray for her in that recovery time. And then those that are sick and afflicted and not able to be with us as well, we want to pray for them and pray for God to touch and help them. Then I'd like for you also to help me pray this week. Of course, Faith Baptist Camp's going on. We're praying for them and trying to get things going, so we'll be ready to broadcast their services tonight at 6:30 live here on WSOF and over WAJJ as well. And then we're trying to stream their services throughout the day. And this morning, as of the time I'm making this broadcast, we were having some trouble and difficulties getting them hooked up. They're having problems there on their end getting the audio to our computer. And so if you will pray with us about that, pray they'll have a good camp meeting. And then, of course, I want you to pray for my son that's getting married on July the 4th, this coming Saturday. We're going to be leaving on Thursday. My wife and I will be traveling out there, and I'll be preaching in the wedding there. My job is to preach the gospel in that. My dad's going to do the vows, and her dad is going to, of course, give her away and maybe say a word there. He's a preacher as well. Help us pray that God would bless it, and that maybe some sinner might be saved, the saints might be strengthened, and Jesus Christ might be glorified. We're praying for that about the broadcast as well. Would you pray that God would use the broadcast for His glory and honor as we go to the Lord in prayer at this time? Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for salvation. I want to thank you for so loving the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, I want to thank you that you not only love the world, but you loved me in particular. And Lord, I'm glad you still love sinners. And I'm glad, dear God, that you're still interested in saving sinners by your grace. You love them so much, Lord, that you laid down your life. The Lord Jesus laid down his life. I pray, dear Father, now that you'll help us that we might represent you to this lost and dying world in a way that would bring you glory. Father, I pray that you would use this broadcast, that we would be able to preach with power and anointing, and that, dear God, your work might be accomplished, that sinners might be saved, saints might be strengthened, churches might be edified, and the Lord Jesus might be glorified. Father, I pray that through it all, the good seed would fall in some good soil that might bring forth a good harvest to the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray if it be your will, you touch my throat and allow me to be able to say what I need to say. Help me not to stretch it or strain it even more today, but to use it wisely and that I might accomplish your work. Father, I pray you touch Brother Moody, Lord, that you'd strengthen and bless and help him and undergird him with your strength and your help. Father, I pray that you'd help the meeting over there at Faith Baptist Camp, that you'd bless in that meeting, and that, dear God, that they might have souls saved and the work of God might be done, that you'd help us be able to broadcast it live and it might be a blessing to numbers of others that are not able maybe to travel to Resaca, Georgia, that are not able to be there in this meeting, but they can listen over the computer or they can listen over the airwaves of WSOF and WAJJ. Father, I pray, bless it. I do pray, dear God, you'd bless our travels as we go to Charlottesville, Virginia on this weekend and there for that wedding as our son Daniel gets married. I pray, bless Daniel and Leanne and help their marriage to be a blessing and an honor unto the Lord. Father, I pray that you'd let that marriage time, that wedding time, be a special time, but Lord, also that some sinner might be saved and the work of God might be done. I pray you'd bless the families, the Forbes family and the Shepherd family, as these families are now united in this home. I pray you'd bless it and help and have your way. Again, Father, I pray use this broadcast for your honor. We ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, if you'd like to be turning in your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter number 17 is where we're going to take our text today. Again, Luke chapter 17, we'll begin reading in verse number 28. And while you're finding your place, let's listen to this song that I hope might be a blessing to your heart. Well, amen. I'm glad I was raised and saved in the old-fashioned way. Amen and amen. We're looking in the Bible at Luke chapter 17. Verse number 28, the Bible says, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Now those were the words of our Lord Jesus. And I've been preaching to you now for a few weeks and days in trying to elaborate to you and show you that Sodom in a spiritual sense, in a symbolical sense, is the city of destruction. It's the city of the natural state of men that are lost in their sin, and the case of people that need to flee from that state and that position and flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we use the idea that God told Lot to flee to the mountains, and the mountain that you need to flee to is Mount Calvary. Amen. And trying to apply these teachings in a spiritual and symbolic sense, trying to preach you the gospel that sinners need to flee from their sin and from their state of unbelief and their natural state. They need to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ before it is eternally too late. I want to remind you that just as our Lord reminded us about this destruction of Sodom, Genesis chapter number 19 gives us the story. Let me read you some selected verses from that and remind you of what happened there. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, and there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Now we'll stop there. That's just reading the first part of verse 1. But Lot was there in the city of Sodom. Those angels came. Verse 12. And the men, something about these men, the angels. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked to his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Now that's verses 12 through 15 of Genesis 19. Jump down to verse 24 and read through verse 26. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now that's why our Lord said, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife looked back with a longing. Lot's wife looked back with a hungering or a hankering for the city of Sodom and the ease and the prosperity and the pleasures and those things that she felt like was good for her back in Sodom. She dreaded the destruction. Amen. Now, let me remind you that these things are examples to us. In the book of Jude, verse number 11, the Bible said, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So God said that these cities were an example unto us. Now, just as God sent messengers to warn Lot to flee, God is sending messengers today to warn people to flee from the state of sin, to flee from their natural state and call upon the Lord that they might be born again, that they might have a spiritual birth, amen, and that they might be saved by the grace of God. And that's what I'm doing today. As a messenger, I'm trying to warn you to flee. I'm trying to warn you to get up. Amen. Get out while you still can. While you are out of Christ, you are in Sodom. Amen. The whole history of the destruction of Sodom, with all the circumstances that surround it, I believe are inserted in the Scriptures for our warning. They are set forth as an example. Amen. And just as they show us what happened to them, they typify the natural state of men. And the destruction typifies the destruction that is coming to those that continue in this natural state. Amen. It shows us how they escaped. And there again is a warning and an illustration and an example to us that we need to flee from that city. The trouble is coming. The terrible tempest is coming. The trial is coming upon that city. Consider therefore what state it is that you are in and how that you need to get out of it if you're seeking an interest in Christ. You are to flee out of Sodom. You see, Sodom is the place of your nativity. Sodom is where you were born. It's the place you've spent your life until now. You are a citizen of that dreadful city headed for destruction. You're a citizen of that city which is full of filthiness and abominations before God. You're a part of that city that is polluted and accursed. You are a part and you belong to an impure society. You not only live among them, but you are one of them. Amen. You are some of them that have committed these abominations. You are some of them who have provoked God until this time. It is you that I've been preaching to all this while. It is you that I've been trying to warn through these days and through these broadcasts that you should flee from the destruction that's coming upon Sodom. Perhaps you look upon your circumstances as not being so dreadful. Probably you think that your case is not so bad. And yet you dwell in Sodom. Though you may be reformed, though you may appear clean on the outside, though you may have a smooth face to the world, yet as long as you're living in that natural state and continue there, you are a part of the inhabitants of Sodom. And so my plea to you is to flee from the wrath to come. Now, I've talked to you about this terrible wrath that came upon Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plain. But I want to tell you the destruction that's headed your way right now is infinitely more dreadful. The danger you're in is infinitely more dreadful than the destruction which came upon literal Sodom from which Lot fled. You see, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah in a storm of fire and brimstone was but a shadow of the destruction of ungodly men in hell. That city that was destroyed and the storm that came upon them was nothing more than a shadow or a picture or a symbol of the reality, just as a painted fire is just a sign of the real fire. But I'm telling you, hell is full of real fire. And the lake of fire and brimstone to where sinners are headed is real. It is eternal. It is infinitely more dreadful and more destructive than the fire and brimstone that fell upon Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, the misery of hell is set forth in the Scriptures with various symbols, with various images, and various shadows throughout the Scripture. It is seen as a blackness of darkness. It is seen as outer darkness. It is seen as a never-dying worm. It is seen as a furnace of fire. It is seen as a lake of fire and brimstone. It is seen as torment. It is seen as the fire in the valley of Hinnom. It is seen as the dreadful damage and destruction there in that valley of Hinnom and that garbage pit that was outside of the city of Jerusalem. It is seen, I'm talking about hell, is seen as a storm of fire and brimstone. But the reason why there are so many different similitudes in the Scripture, the reason why God gives us many different pictures in the Scripture is because that not one of these is fully sufficient to describe the torments and the terrors of hell in itself. Any one of these does but in part, only partially, and very imperfectly represent the truth. Therefore, God makes the use of many symbols. But I want to tell you, you have therefore much more need to make haste of your escape. Do not look behind you. Do not linger. Do not linger around. I'm telling you, don't hang around. Don't wait. You need to get up, get out. Get out of the city of destruction. How do you get out of the state you're in? I'm telling you, you must run to Jesus. Lift up your voice unto Him and call upon Him while He may be found. Call on the Lord. Trust the Lord Jesus, just like Lot and his wife fled out of Sodom and turned their back on all that was there. I want to encourage you, flee, flee from the wrath to come. You see, the judgment that's coming upon your heads is more than the judgment that came upon Sodom. When the Lord rained brimstone and fire out of heaven, out of God from heaven upon them, I want to tell you, this that's coming to you is vastly more powerful and more dreadful. It is infinitely more dreadful than the destruction that came upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Therefore, it is vastly more senseless for you to hang around. I'm going to tell you, it is more foolish for you to wait. It is very foolish for you to look back, as in the case of Lot's wife. I'm going to tell you, not only is it infinitely more dreadful, but the destruction that's coming is greater than the eternal destruction on the inhabitants of Sodom. You say, how can it be more dreadful? I'm going to tell you why it's greater. It's because you may think that you have sinned even, you've behaved yourself better than they have. But I want to tell you, if you continue on impenitent to the glorious gospel of Christ, you've heard the truth. In Sodom, Sodom did not have a Bible. Sodom did not have a preacher. Sodom did not have churches. Sodom did not have a warning. Lot received the warning, and Lot got out. I want to tell you, you need to receive your warning. Don't trample underfoot the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't presume upon the grace of God. Don't presume presume upon the mercies of God. Listen, listen to the message. Heed the message. If you continue on impenitent under the gospel, then you have sinned more, and you will have provoked God far more than those sinners in Sodom. Therefore, you will have a greater guilt upon yourself. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Listen, I'm preaching to people that have probably heard this message numbers of times. You've heard preachers warn you to flee from the wrath to come. You've heard the Bible read. You've heard the Bible preach. You've heard people pray. You've heard people sing. You've been in church services, and you know you need to flee. I'm going to tell you, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 15, our Lord said this, "Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." That city that has heard the truth and rejected the truth is going to have a destruction worse than the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me warn you again and plead with you again. Call on the Lord while He may be found. Would you bow your head? Would you call upon God and ask Him to save you today? While He's pleading with you, would you call upon Him? Thank you for listening. Tune in this same time tomorrow. And until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.